Were there any questions that arose in the Atlas investigators when the MA-17 data came out showing that there was a benefit to initiating an AI at that point?
Well, I mean, obviously the first thing that was done was to inform all the investigators, you know, to tell them about it. If they wanted to go and use aromatase inhibitors, then go ahead. I think that the general reaction was, well, let's just watch and see how the data accumulate, and let's see. Because the big difference, of course, is between some hormonal treatment and no hormonal treatment. If you say, what are you going to get in terms of effects on recurrence rates with ER-plus disease by giving tamoxifen, well, you'd reduce them by about 50%. If the MA-17 results, the TAP results, the preliminary things are about right, then perhaps using some other hormonal treatment might reduce the recurrence rates by about 60% instead of 50%. The big difference is between some hormonal treatment and no hormonal treatment. That's really what matters, is that if women have got ER-plus disease, then they should be offered some effective hormonal treatment. The difference between one treatment and another is much smaller than the difference between something and nothing. I think it was a bit in that spirit that the trial continued, but the attack results, the MA-17 results, were of course reported to all the collaborators, and they were told that if they felt they wanted to do anything in light of them, then they should do so. Some did, I think most didn't. I don't know what the reaction will be to the current results. I think there's an increasing interest in forms of hormonal therapy other than tamoxifen, but still the key thing is to do something rather than nothing if somebody has ER-plus disease.
I think that the hazard rates over time, those curves showing that at any given point in time, the risk of relapse was decreased by, I think, 26% in anastrozole versus tamoxifen, was pretty persuasive. But I guess we'll just see how people react.
Well, a 20% difference would be if tamoxifen reduced the recurrence rate by 50% and some other treatment reduced the recurrence rate by 60%, then that would be a 20% reduction in what remains.
Exactly what you said.
I think that's the situation. The big difference is between something and nothing rather than between two variants of the something. And also, we do need to think what the long-term side effects will be. If you were, for example, giving a decade of treatment with something that completely removes the estrogenic stimulation of the bone, then you could finish up with really quite serious problems with osteoporosis and vertebral collapse. These are serious problems if you're really doing it long-term. I mean, even in the first few years in those trials, some problems have been seen. I don't know whether they'll stay, you know, moderate or whether they will escalate.